Zohar, Chok Yisrael, Parshas Toldos, the fifth day. Davar Nacher, another explanation, Vayomer, and he said, well, Domer, as you find it says, page 144b, Shmos, Exodus 15, Vayomer im Shemar tishma l'kol Hashem l'kecha, and he said, if you listen, certainly listen to the verse, to the voice of Hashem l'kecha. Ofach, also over here, Vayomer, lo Yaakov yamot shimcha, and he said, your name shall not be called Yaakov anymore. Kim Yisrael, only Israel. Kedin Isata Yaakov Bedarge. Then Yaakov was crowned in his level. The Mahavi Klolo de Avin, to be inclusive of the fathers, the forefathers. Which means, as Rizal explains, he grew into the entire Partsif of Zeranpin. Through that, he included all the fathers, because Avram is the right arm of Zeranpin, Yitzchak is the left arm of Zeranpin, and including Yaakov grew to include the entire parts, if it includes all of them. And that's what Zohar says elsewhere, that Yaakov's Bechiru, the Avdin, the choice of the fathers. Now, this doesn't mean that in terms of himself he's actually better, but means that the fathers, they are an unfolding of a process. And him being step three, he's the culmination. So he includes everything that came before him. So in that sense, in this, he's inclusive of everything, in that sense, he's the best. In terms of individual, doesn't necessarily mean any better. Maxiv, what is written? Vayvorchoso. And he blessed him, Shem, over there. My Vayvorchoso, Shem, what does it mean he blessed him there? Odi le al kulhu bechoin de barche avoy. That he agreed to him in all the blessings that his father blessed him. That the prince of Esav, the spiritual energy, was forced to agree that the blessings go to Yaakov. Rabbi Shimon Pasach, Rabbi Shimon opened up the drasha, the discourse, when he said, from Mishlei Proverbs 16, when Hashem is favors a person's ways, even his enemies make peace with him. Tachazi, come and see a new perspective on this. How much there is for a person to fix up his ways in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make sure that all of his ways are aligned to lead to God. Begin them of it, b'kudei d'raisa, in order to do the commandments of the Torah, which are pathways to the draw the infinite light of Hashem and connect with it. Kaddish, the holy Torah, draws to a person holiness, connection to above. Talk more, that was explained, v'adai trei malochin shlichin islei l'bar nosh mil'eilok, or certainly, the two angels sent to a person from above, he has guardian angels, is davga b'adei, to be attached to him, chad l'mina, one to his right side, to protect him from too much loving kindness, from too much light, had the smaller one on the left side to prevent him from too much gvura, from too much judgment. And they are witnesses in a person. In everything he does, they found there, and they're called the good inclination, the bad inclination. The good inclination, this angel on the right side, and the bad one on the left side. And the bad angel also is there as if it were to guard a person, because to this, he tempts a person, he causes a person to think and to turn back to Hashem. If a person comes to be pure, and to strive in the commandments of the Torah, that good inclination that is attached to a person, he's strengthened on a bad inclination, makes peace with him, and he's turned into him into a servant. The bad inclination becomes a makava, a kisei, a type of a chariot, and a chair for the good. When a person goes to be impure, how yitzahor is takef, v'zgaber, allow yitzatov. That bad inclination strengthens and prevails on that good inclination. And then the good inclination does not help the bad inclination, but the good inclination doesn't have power to help the person do good. Well, Kimna has explained vaday, most certainly. Karhau ba nosh osi yitzakor, when that person comes to be pure. Kama tekifu is takef ba nosh, how much strength a person is strong. Kad is gavra, how yitzatov, when that good inclination prevails. Person is energized very much. Kedin then, oiva vashlim mito, then his enemies make peace with him, which means the how yitzahar is kafir kame, that bad inclination is subject getting before him, the yitzahar before the good inclination. And then the bad energy of the evil inclination is sublimated and is also used to fuel the person for good. So the person becomes very strong, extra strong. That's what Rabbi Nachman says, it's a big mila, very good thing, as long as the person has a bad inclination, because it energizes him to do more good than the good inclination alone. Valdom Gozis Omer Shlomo, King Solomon said, over there, in Proverbs 12, Tov Niklov Avid Lo. It's good, someone who's like lowly, insulted and has servant him. What does it mean, his servant him? Yitzhar, this the bad inclination. Because the good inclination is humble, and it's good when the good inclination prevails, and then the evil inclination becomes a servant to him. It helps him also to do good things. Then, when a person goes in the ways of the Torah, in the commandments of the Torah, he goes means he's always going higher and doing better jobs, fulfilling more the will of Hashem through the commandments. His enemies make peace with him. Does the evil inclination would also seem to join those that come from his aspect, all his bad tendencies. Come and see a new light. Because Yaakov trusted in holy blessed be he. And all of his ways were for his name. He's doing everything for the honor of Hashem without any ulterior motives. Aldo, because this Oyev of Ashlimito, his enemies made peace with him, because Yaakov was like represented in himself almost the whole good inclination energy of the entire universe. So therefore, he was attacked by the bad inclination of the entire universe. That's what says Dosa Machmem, that's the name of this angel, the bad angel, who is the root of all bad inclinations. And so subjugating him, he caused the power that in all generations, his people afterwards would be able to subjugate the bad inclination in Adarabin, and on the contrary, use it to energize the good. Chela took for the Esav, who was the strength and power of Esav. The prince of Esav is the Sutton himself. The Ashlim he made Yaakov, he made peace with Yaakov. Begin the Ashlim he made, because he made peace with him, the Yaakov. Vodilei al Inon Bichoin, and he agreed with him in those blessings. Gedin then Ashlim he made Esav, who was drawn beneath, automatically made peace with him. Of course, the expression below, when it's fixed up above, automatically follows suit. Until Yaakov had not made peace with to that chief that was commanded over him, in other words, the angel of Esav, lo ashlim yimei Esav, so the Esav below also did not peace with him. Again, because this, every place the power of below depends upon the power above. So therefore, a person should be smart to always see when he wants to do something to look above in the spiritual root. And once he fixes up things in the spiritual root, automatically things below will be fixed up. And if we understand sometimes the secrets of what's going on below, we can understand and try and deal with the way things are above. If we don't understand, with simple faith, we can pray. And prayer fixes up things above, and automatically things are fixed up through that below.